Hi guys, welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast. Today I'm super excited because we have a very special guest, my dear friend Raina, and she's coming on to tell us all about her fitness journey. But would you like to introduce yourself real quick?
Yes, I'm so excited that I get to be here with you and I'm honored. My name is Raina. I have to think about my age. I just had my birthday. I'm 29, living in Chicago. So I was kind of Arizona born and raised and now making my way out to the Midwest. So I'm excited to be here with you and kind of share a little bit more about my fitness journey and even just how we came to meet each other and go from there.
Yeah, for sure. So whenever someone comes on the podcast, what we first do is talk about our highs and lows of the week to just get things kicked off. So what is a highlight from this week that you're super proud of, excited about, anything that's going on?
Highs of the week, I would say. So I went for a walk yesterday and it is gorgeous. That's one thing I am pleasantly surprised with Chicago is like they really go all out with decorating the planters and stuff, which sounds kind of funky, but all of the sidewalks and everything are covered with tulips right now. And it was just so pretty. Yeah. So there's just colorful tulips and it was just such a gorgeous walk. So that made me really happy. That was definitely a high to see that after being, really cold for the last few months.
Yeah, for
And
sure. I think tulips are up there for my favorite flower.
it's gorgeous. I've only just seen them in the store. Like I hadn't seen them like in the wild. I don't know, out and about. So it's
I
cool.
haven't seen the beauty of Chicago in the spring, but I went to go visit when it was frigid cold and windy. So I need to make my way out there because Brett's brother lives down there. So we're up there, I
Cute.
guess, for me. But yeah, then we can get a workout in.
Yeah, that would be so fun. And then I can show you around because I feel like when you first came, I know you were busy. I still didn't know anywhere to even take people. So
We were only there for 2 days
that's
and then we went to Michigan. But yeah, so another thing that we like to do on the podcast is talk about lows of the week just to keep it
great.
real with everyone. So anything that you're struggling right now with right now that you just want to maybe get off your chest or just put it out there so then it could just be out there and we can kick it away. You know what I mean?
Yes. Low of the week would be, so I'm dealing with an ankle injury and it's really frustrating. Specifically too, because I just started doing a challenge with my clients, which we can chat about, but we have a step goal within the challenge, and I am having a hard time reaching my step goal because it aggravates my ankle when I'm on it too much. So that would be the low because I know my body is able to walk around. I want to walk around, but I can't always do it. So that's been kind of frustrating. There's a couple of days where I wasn't able to hit my 10K steps because my ankle's just saying no.
Yeah, that's hard too because it's not a part of your body where you could just like wrap up and be cool. You need to literally put weight on it, but just the coach of me seeing if this could help. In high school, I had an air cast because of an ankle. Has your doctor ever given
No.
you one of those? It's basically this cast that almost looks like a blow up balloon and it covers your ankle. So then when you're walking, it's tight. So you kind of, it has this cushion too. Maybe look it up. See if they have it on Amazon and talk to your doctor about it because it could help. And then super thick Hokas, get those so it's nice and comforting. And then how about that stepper thing that people use where they just stay in place and go up and down with their feet? It's like a stepper. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've seen
Wonder if that
that.
would help also with just like ankle mobility. So then you're not like actually having to like forcefully step, you know?
Right. Put a lot of pressure on it. I have seen those steppers. I haven't tried it. But the Aircast is interesting. I know I'm doing PT right now, but they haven't said anything like that. And I would be curious if I'm like anything that will help at this point. I
Anything.
just want to be back to 100. So
Yeah, no, I
what
get
about
that.
you? What are your highs and lows?
So high of the week is, I think it's gonna happen tonight or this weekend actually. I'm just excited to hang out with some friends. I feel like it's been a while since I've done that. And tonight, Brett and I have like a triple date and we're going to our friend's apartment and gonna do their golf simulator. So I'm
Oh my
excited about
God.
that, like a midweek fun thing because I feel like I've just been post Punta Cana working until like 8 o'clock at night, you know? My eyes are hurting. So that's fun. And then I am going to drive the guys. So I did this like a few months ago, but I was their DD and I drove like an hour with them and went to one of our other friends' MMA fight. And yes, this is like North Tampa, like low key in the like hood, you know? Like we were in there.
Yeah.
It was so fun, but it was wild. Like this MMA fight, it was people were bleeding. This one guy, like they called the time because he just got shoved and pushed out the octagon. Like it was intense, and it was so funny because it was just like me with all the guys because they needed someone to drive them. But
Yeah.
we're doing a part two, I guess, on Saturday, and they were like, "We need our driver," so
Wow.
I'm gonna head there with them. So it should be a very interesting weekend. But yeah, that's two highs. I have one more high actually. I got a text from my brother this morning, and he's in the Navy, and he's on duty right now, and he's off to sea. And I haven't heard from him in 9 days. And he texted me this morning, and I was like, "Yeah." And he texts me, he goes, "Heard you were on the news." And then I was like, "Yeah, LOL." I said YOLO on the news. Kill me. He's
Oh,
like, "Oh, I have to watch it." But yeah,
man.
those are highs. I guess low would just be like still getting back in the groove of things post vacation and like catching up on things. It's just been a lot, but I think it helps me because I've been like doing my devotionals, read my Bible at night, and like anxiety is kind of just going away slowly.
That's good. One
Yeah.
day at a time. I feel
How
like
do you
the post-vacation blues are so real.
Yeah, but it's helpful because I have a work vacation coming up again in
Oh.
2 weeks. So I still have something to look forward to. But Brett was literally just saying that. He was like, "Dang, now I got nothing to look forward to, you
Yeah.
know?" So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Always I have my strategy and I'm like, it's kind of toxic, but I love it. It's fine. Every time I'm on a trip, I'm like, okay, well, this is the time to book the next one. So I will literally sit and like book a flight or book something for the next trip. So that way there's always something on the calendar.
Love that.
I think it's
That
fine.
gets us into our rapid fire questions. The first one is any vacations planned this year?
Ooh,
Yeah.
yes. Okay. So I'm going to Atlanta for the first time in a couple of weeks. And what else? There's a festival there. I'm not really big on the artists that are there, but my boyfriend knows a little bit more. So we're going with a group of friends and we're gonna go down to Atlanta and then Europe this summer. We don't have things locked down, but we actually, what we're trying to do is get our group of friends together and we're all going to present, like, here's where I think we should go.
Yeah.
And the winner gets to,
I
we're gonna
love
follow your
that.
plan. So,
Like make a PowerPoint about it. I
exactly.
love a
Yeah.
PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I made a PowerPoint to Brett and told him that we need to go see Morgan Wallen again, even though
Yes.
the tickets are like $1,000.
Insane. I mean, also
He got
now, super
arrested.
after his all of that drama.
Yeah, he threw a chair off a building in Nashville, so maybe we can't go see him. But I have to
Yeah.
say, I was last year I bought our tickets a week before he performed in West Palm Beach, just like super like at 6 a.m. while I was at the gym. I was like, "You know what? I'm just gonna buy Morgan Wallen tickets for me and Brett, and it's gonna be my birthday present to myself."
Yeah.
Best concert I've ever been to. Country concerts have my heart.
It's a vibe. It is a vibe. I didn't like country for the longest time. And then I went full force into Country Thunder, which is like the big music festival in Arizona. And now
Ooh.
I haven't turned back. I'm hooked.
I love it. Love
Yeah.
it. I just saw Cole Swindell like 2 weeks ago. He was at the Valspar golf tournament and he just like performed afterwards. And I went to go watch it with Brett and I was like, "Wait, what? This is awesome."
Right?
I thought the whole day was gonna be me watching golf and then it turned out so good.
Oh, that's awesome. Another really good one is Chris Young, too. Like his voice is so deep and it just, yes.
Nice.
We'll
Okay,
just do a
what
country
is, yeah.
reunion.
What'd you say?
We'll have to do a country concert reunion.
Yeah, for sure. What is your morning routine?
My morning routine. Okay, that's something.
Ideally, ideally.
My ideal, that is a whole nother ball game.
Yeah.
Ideal morning routine, waking up and starting off reading. Doing a little bit of journaling and then taking my dog out for a walk and just kind of spending some time with the fresh air and the sunshine before jumping on my phone. So I think those are the most important. Reading is something I'm trying to do a little bit more of. And I feel like you're just in a better headspace when you do it in the beginning of the day versus the end of the day when you're like tired and, trying to fall asleep. So
Yeah, I like it.
thank
The
you.
next question is actually a great book that you've read recently, or movie if you're not a reader, but
Okay, right now I'm currently reading I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi,
Ooh.
I believe. And it really just kind of talks about, it's a step-by-step plan for how to set up, like, one, paying off your debt and then your savings and setting up your Roth and your retirement and then investing. So I feel like I read Dave Ramsey's book a while ago about paying off my debt, and I've done that now. But now it's like, okay, how do I build from there? You know,
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
they don't teach you that stuff in school.
No, and now I'm in a relationship and I'm like, Brett, you deal with the finances. Like, what do I do with this? And luckily, we have his mom and she helps a lot with like where to put our money and save it and stuff. But I didn't know what a Roth IRA was until because we own our own businesses, you know? So, like, I don't know what a Roth IRA was like a year ago, I learned. You know.
And it's so important because owning your own business, like, you have to plan all that stuff for yourself. So I think it's been helpful to learn a little bit more about that.
You know what's really crazy about owning your own business? The taxes that I had to pay on Monday were wild, like
Insane.
insane. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta save. I think I save like 30 or 40% right now, which
Yeah.
for taxes.
Yeah. No, it's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. How about your favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food. I love a good burger and sweet potato fries.
Ooh, I like that. You know what kick I've been on? You know those all those people that post on TikTok and Instagram, they're like, the girl code is having a salad with fries. Like that's just like I love it. The salad with fries.
All the time.
I actually want that tonight. We're going to the golf simulator and then right next door, if you ever come to St. Pete, you gotta go to this place. It's called Toss and it's a salad place and they make the best salads ever. Like I've never had an Erewhon salad, but let's say it's like an Erewhon salad, like a Kardashian salad. It's really good. It's huge too.
I love a good salad though.
Oh, me too. Yeah. But I also love a good pasta bowl and a burger.
Balance.
Yeah. Okay. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Ooh, I
This is the last
wanted to
one.
be, this is gonna date me. I wanted to be a dolphin trainer.
Ooh.
Do you remember the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies?
Yeah.
And there was one where they went to SeaWorld and they were like swimming with the dolphins and they showed the dolphin trainers. I was
Yeah, I
like,
don't
that's
remember.
gonna be me.
That's so niche. I love it.
Thank you. I never pursued anything with it, but every time now, even just going to, like, we went to the zoo here and there was dolphins, and I was like, oh my gosh, I
Yeah.
want to do that. I don't know if I do now, but I'd love to swim with them.
Yeah. Wait, have you ever? Never? Oh, you got to do it. You can probably do it in Florida, in like Key West. I think you could do it. Or you could make a trip to me in St. Pete, stay for a few days, and then you could take a ferry or you could fly down to Key West or drive, and then you could take a ferry or a boat to the Bahamas for a day or two and do that. Like that's a fun trip.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you
See, the
should
way I
probably.
justify is like, I'm already on this side of the country now, so I have to do it.
Yeah,
I'm closer
exactly.
to it. Yeah.
I swam with dolphins in I think it was Cozumel, Mexico or Belize, and they're so like slimy and they saw but so beautiful. Like, oh, in Brazil too, because my mom's from Brazil. I've done it a few times. It's fun, but I think my dream is to just swim with a dolphin in open water. They like put you in the thing and it's like doesn't go that fast, you know? Like a little, not cage, but it's like netted off.
Oh,
Yeah.
pretty cool. I've seen that for, like, when you swim with sharks or whatever you want to call that, but
Oh,
I think I'd
nah,
be
I'm not
better
doing
with
that.
dolphins. No.
Brett is terrified of sharks. Last year, when we were in Cancun, he saw a shark, and they're like good sharks, I guess. And the way he just left me in the dust and went back to the boat, I was like, really? That's what you
You don't exist.
would do? Yeah,
Oh
jeez.
my gosh.
It was wild, but I like that dolphin trainer. Okay, noted. Now let's get into your fitness journey a little bit. So, after the dolphin trainer kind of dream disintegrated, when did your fitness journey start? When did you know you wanted to become a coach? Let's go like way back to when, you know, yeah, whenever.
So I was kind of always active growing up. And I did, like, in middle school, I would do the sports. So I did cross country and track and played soccer. And then in high school, I did cheerleading. that kind of transitioned between, I think, my eighth grade year and then throughout high school. And so I was pretty active. And then once high school is over, it's like, what do I do? I didn't have any form of movement or activity. And kind of around that time, I had moved into a new apartment. And they just let you check out a gym pass for the day. So you could go, there was a gym really close by, and you could just check it out and go to the gym. So I started doing that. And that was really my first taste of it. I had no idea what I was doing. I was always like, I would only do the machines with the pictures because I could kind of figure out what the heck to do with it. So that's what I was doing for a while, just going every day. It typically ended up being leg day every day, 7 days a week, just doing the machines with the pictures.
That's funny. Like the
And then
abduction
after,
and adductors.
yes. And I probably haven't done the adductors since then. Like, oh, it's okay. But yeah, I was definitely a little lost for a while there. And then I was going all the time. A couple of years later, I kind of transitioned into using the dumbbells and using going in the free weight area and or taking the dumbbells back into the room where there was nobody back there, so I could like make up my own little workouts and then I'd have my friends come with me. I should have known it then. My friends would come back in that room and I would just like torture them with the workouts. And I don't know, we just thought it was fun and that's how we'd hang out.
Would you
And
follow anyone at the time and like look at their workouts, or were you just kind of like winging it?
I feel like Whitney Simmons has kind of always been my North Star of fitness. I would follow her. There's a couple of people that I followed throughout, and then once I'll tell you a little bit more about who kind of inspired me. But when I was in the gym, there was multiple people that I started to get to know, and they were doing bodybuilding competitions, and this was probably 3 or 4 years in, and I was like, that sounds cool. I want to learn about that. So I went to a show and was hooked. And I was like, oh, I want to do this. It looks so fun. You're all glammed up and on stage and stomping around. And I was like, I want to do that. So I did. And I prepared. So this was 2017. So that's, I don't even know, 4 years after college.
I
Four
don't know when
years.
you went to college.
You're like,
I think
yeah,
4 years ago.
I
No,
think we're the same.
5 years ago. 7 years
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, oh gosh, time is flying. But yeah, so I got into bodybuilding and that was quite the interesting journey. I will say that I am such a foodie at heart and it was very difficult to be very restricted. And I did not, anybody that's listening or thinking about doing it, I did not do my research on my coach. And I
Oh.
got somebody who is a very good personal trainer and I learned a lot about exercises, but not so much on the support aspect and the mental game that is competing. So that was really challenging. I was at the time working at a restaurant, so running around all the time around food.
Yeah, it's
And I was
hard.
burning like 3,000 calories a day, and we started off with me eating 1,200. So it was
That's where
aggressive.
you cut from?
That's where I cut from. Yeah. Doesn't that blow
You
your
just
mind?
feel constantly depleted?
Oh yeah, I'm like, I don't even know if I can cuss. I was raging, a raging bee all the time. So it was quite the interesting experience. I did that
That's
show.
hungry.
He's like, I need food now.
You
All
just
this talk
felt
about food.
that.
But yeah, so that was 2017. Did my first show, did fairly well. And then 2018, I wanted to do it again. And that's kind of where I started to learn about macros and if it
They
fits
didn't
your.
teach you macros during the first one?
No, he just told me exactly what to eat.
Oh, wow.
So I started
That's
kind of
cool.
figuring it out and I was like, oh, what was I eating? And started tracking that way because it just felt, I felt so depleted all the time, like you said. So I
That's
knew something was
intense.
wrong. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
afterwards, did
Oh,
you follow the reverse
I
diet?
didn't
Were
tell you
you
that.
like, oh my goodness, I'm
No.
just gonna stuff my face?
I stuffed my face. I definitely binged. So I think I got down to about 115 after my first show. And then I ballooned up to like 165 within a matter of 3 to 4 months. Yeah. So anything I wanted, I was eating it. Like I would go, oh, that's fun.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. Okay.
Watching the video or not watching the video, it just like put a thumbs up near my
Yes.
head.
That was fun. Okay. I'm like, do I say the same thing and see what happened?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
But yeah, so that was, it was really interesting. I would go like literally in one day, I kid you not, I went to, I don't know what I got for breakfast. I ate out for breakfast and then I wanted Subway for lunch. And then for a snack, I got In-N-Out and then dinner, I went to
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory and got a whole meal and a cheesecake and I would eat it all. So quite different from now, but
Making up for all those lost weeks.
exactly. But my bodybuilding journey did lead me to personal training, which is awesome. And there was a girl that I knew through that community and she owned a gym. And she asked if I wanted to teach there. And I was like, I don't,
Cool.
still don't really know what I'm doing. You know, I just follow what my coach says to do for my workouts. And she was like, just take a class, see what you think. And if you like it, we can start training. And so I did. And it was like a women's HIIT boxing studio. And I loved it. And
That's
that's kind
so
of
cool.
where I got my first taste. It was awesome. But I think the crazy part, it's out of business now. So I feel like it's okay to share.
Oh,
Is I didn't have to be qualified.
no?
I wasn't certified. I didn't even know half the exercises when I showed up to work some days. I just made it up. I was like, well, that's, it sounds like it would have a name.
Yeah, so
There
you
was
would.
one point where I was like, oh, this is, that sounds about right, and would just show people what to do.
That's
So
crazy. I was going to ask if you had your group cert because you did that.
I don't have my group cert. I ended up getting certified through NASM. And that was a few years later, once I went to go work for F45 in San Diego when I moved out there. That's when I obviously had to be certified. So it's just wild that for a couple of years I was training clients and
Doing your thing, yeah.
just
Well, you
doing.
didn't think anything of it because they came to you first, you know?
Exactly. And
Yeah.
so it was a really good way to kind of like get my bearings. And I just loved like being in that environment and seeing women start to lift heavier and when they'd see progress in their body and feeling, you know, feeling all the results of the work that they were putting in. It
Yeah.
was
So do
really
you
fun.
feel
So
like you still utilize some of the things from your previous coaches in your own coaching, or have you like completely developed your own philosophy?
is, do you mean like what I picked up from those coaches?
Yeah, and that you implement into your current clients.
Yeah, I would say I do. I do more of a macro-based approach for nutrition. So I've definitely kept that after learning, you know, the hard way.
Yeah.
And I feel like every coach that I've been able to either take classes from or work with directly, there's been things that I like that I would take with me and kind of shapes me to be a more well-rounded coach. So
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely.
That was very long-winded, but I am still group coaching now in Chicago, just started at a studio out here. And I am now online coaching, which has been a really fun transition from being totally in person to being able to take it with me kind of wherever I go.
Yeah, and you can just reach so many people, you know, when you do it
Yeah.
online. Cool. So now that you work with so many clients, what are you doing yourself during your fitness journey now that you've been doing this for years and you've progressed a little? Like, are you maintaining right now? Do you still go through cuts, bulks, your kind of like healthy lifestyle? What does that look like in your current goals?
I'd say for the most part, I try to just go for the healthy lifestyle balance. I think for so long I didn't have that with competing. And so now I'm just trying to figure out like after that, I went through my binge season and then was like, okay, how do I maintain and like what foods do I like and how do I not feel restricted? So that was a couple years of a
Yeah.
process to get to there.
You did that by yourself?
Yeah.
It's a tough thing to do.
I know. I know. I was like, there's no rule book for it, but
Have to put all this in there right now.
I'm sorry.
Like, this is the loudest you've ever been at lunch. Okay, keep going.
Give me
Sorry.
like 3 seconds. That's okay.
Brett's like mid-podcast. Thing to do today, put all the accelerators
I love that. As long as it's organized, we're good. No. That's always the fun part too, is while you're working from home and you're like, can I make food? Can I just like exist for a
it's
little bit?
like I didn't even have my office because he was on my Peloton, which is in my office. So I was like, oh, I'll work down here. Okay. Brett, you got anything to say to the podcast?
No, actually, I have
Are you embarrassed?
no creative flow right now.
No?
No.
Okay.
He's not in the podcast headspace.
No,
I think
nothing to
we've
say.
already done one together, and I do
Oh,
need
this
to
thing right
go
now.
back for that.
We need to do another one together. Brett just
Yes.
said we should do another one together.
I gave you a couple ideas for that yesterday.
Yeah, he did give me some ideas. Brett's always coming up with ideas for stuff to do. He's so
Heck
such a
yeah.
trooper in the videos too.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
awesome. I don't
How
know.
about
We went on a whole tangent, and I don't know if I answered your question all the way.
No, I think he did.
Okay.
Or well, like the mindset shifts and everything that you've gone through. But I guess another thing that now that Brett, interrupted us, what does it look like to have this like I guess a question that I get from a lot of like followers and my clients are like, how do I be the healthiest, best version of myself in a relationship and things like that? Has that ever been a struggle for you? What does that look like? Or just like in dating phases, things like that?
Yeah, I do think it is interesting trying to kind of like maintain that healthy balance while dating. And I will say that's something, even looking back with my boyfriend now, when we first started dating, it's natural to just go out all the time. Like, let's
Yeah.
go grab food, let's grab drinks. Like, we would stay in and we'd make fun fact, I would bartend too, so I can make a mean margarita. And
Ooh.
so we'd stay in and make margaritas, or we'd have wine, and we'd just like, I feel like it's a very social thing to eat and drink, especially while you're dating. So I will say I did notice I put on some weight in the beginning of us talking and in that dating phase, and it was summertime and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's honestly kind of normal too. I think there's a healthy balance to like, yes, you want to be mindful, but also live your life and enjoy those moments. And now, we're over a year and a half in, and I feel like I've found my body's kind of back into its rhythm and routine, and we're not eating out quite as much, and we're not drinking as much, and all that fun stuff. So
Yeah, I like
it's
that.
normal. Yeah.
I like the just breathe, it's normal tip because yeah, no, I think it is normal, and it's like if you do have a set goal and like you're actively trying to reach it and then you meet someone and you're going on dates, I think it's important like early on kind of explaining that goal to them
Establish that.
and being like, hey, like it's really nice to meet you. This is my current goal. So maybe I'm not gonna go on like a bunch of wine tastings with you or things like
Right.
that if it's like that important to you at the moment. But I think priorities is a big thing in your fitness journey too. Like this whole year, my priority has really been like business focused and my health is so important to me, but like I'm not in a cutting phase, I'm not in a bulking phase. I've switched to home workouts to be more time efficient and I still feel good and I'm still working out, 4 or 5 times a week and prioritizing my nutrition, but a majority of my like brain power is going towards my business and not so much, like working out, bulking, cutting, like entering
Yes.
a very specific goal phase, because in those phases, it takes so much energy. Like my clients
So
that are trying to
much.
lose like 50 plus pounds, like every day that really is their main focus. Like, what can I do today to get one step closer to my goals? So again, like if you're in a phase where like dating is super important to you, and maybe you could put fitness a little bit like in the middle burner, not the back burner, but like the middle
Right.
stove burner. So like you're still doing it and feeling good, but like there's not so much of a like pressure on it.
I love that you share that too, because I think it's totally normal as we go through different seasons in life. And I've had that too, where it's like, okay, my business is my priority right now. And that doesn't mean that you're still not moving your body in a way that feels good and, fueling yourself, but you can't always give 100% to everything. And I think it's,
Yeah.
even as a coach, it's really, it's admirable that you share that that's the season you're into.
Yeah. Like my neighbor is postpartum, for example. Like she just had her baby, or now it's her baby 6 months old. But like in the beginning, like I was talking to her and she, we were kind of were like, 2 workouts a week is cool. Like my priority right now is my newborn and feeding her and, like taking care of her when she's crying. And it's just, yeah, there's so many phases, especially being women, that we're going to go through in our lives. And it's just important to like not have that pressure, because then it just causes stress and then stress makes everything harder. And yeah, just breathe. But let's move on to our fitness myths debunked and then also talk about some of these just things going around online, the trends that are happening, and kind of put our two cents in there and see what we're thinking about them. You want to
Okay,
start?
let's do it. Yes. Okay, I have a serious question because I know we've related on this multiple times. Are you drinking Alani right now? And for those people that don't know, did you see the whole scandal about there being a rat, a mouse in a can? And I did a deep dive. Apparently, this has happened to almost every energy drink company.
What?
It's
Interesting.
more information than I wanted. But I was just curious because I'm like, how do they make the cans? I need to watch how it's made. How do they get in there? Like, how would that even happen? Is
Happen,
it
right?
real? Is it real?
Okay, so I think it's real.
Okay.
Here's why I think it's real. Because when this happened, I was in Punta Cana and Brett's stepmom, Molly, was also there. And we were like showing everyone the video. And she was like, and everyone was like, wait, Molly, this happened to you. Like years back, she had, I think it was from Meijer's, a bag of edamame, green beans, something like that. And she was eating out of it, like heated them up, whatever. Got to the end of the bag and there was a mouse, but it was decapitated, had no arms and no legs. So it like went through the cutting thing, you know? And it was in the bag and she was eating it. Yeah. And their voucher for her was just $100. They just like sent her $100. And I'm like, I guess that makes sense because it is these huge factories that are making these things. And like, same thing with Alani's. It's like, yeah, I think the video is real. And what I do now is I have a straw. So when I open it, I like put the little straw in there and I twist it around and I'm like, nope, okay, cool. And I'm
Oh.
just gonna just pray.
It's
Hopefully
fine.
there's not a rat in here.
We need caffeine. Here's my what I've done. I've poured it into a little
That's
glass.
not the same.
I know it tastes so much better out of the can.
Yeah.
It
Well,
does.
also, Brian and I have been doing partnerships with Accelerator, and I actually really like them.
Okay.
And we have a bunch of drinks from them. But like, same thing. I do the little straw test too because now I'm just like creeped out. And then I'll like pick up the can and like kind of lift it up and be like, wait, does this feel
Throw
heavy?
in the
You know, and like getting in my head. But when I first saw that video, one of my followers sent it to me. The way I just gagged so hard. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then I was like, is Alani gonna say something about it? But
Right.
they're trying to like block the videos and stuff. And I'm like, honestly, that's kind of the way to do it. Cause I feel like most people aren't really talking about it anymore. You know? Like,
Yeah, and it's
why
like
bring more attention to it?
I guess it's just it's bound to happen, unfortunately, in any like big manufacturing warehouse. But it's like, what do you do? Are they more safe now because now they're taking precautions? Like we should. When is the new batch coming out? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I've been obsessed with the peach minis.
Cute. Okay, those are adorable. I
Okay,
only
on
like the watermelon.
you
So they
only
need a
like the
watermelon
watermelon?
mini. Yeah,
Oh, really?
I
That's
know.
not my favorite.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. We can share the value pack and then you
You
can.
can have that one then.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna, this sounds like, what is it? Woo is me, you know, when people say that. But I swear I posted about the Cosmic and then my Publix ran out of Cosmic. But I know there's like not followers that are near me, but low key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Cosmic was the one that it was in, though, wasn't it?
No, Blue Raz.
Oh, okay, never
And I don't
mind.
even like
But
that
then
one.
it's fine. It worked out for you. Never mind.
Yeah. I don't even
Okay.
like that one. If it wasn't Cosmic, that's gross though. But
Ooh.
anyways, let's go over some of these myths. Yeah. Because I
Okay.
can talk about this all day. Here, let's talk about another company, actually. The greens. What, okay,
Yes.
if I see greens, what comes to mind?
I feel like greens is
So what
like,
company?
oh, what company?
Yeah.
Oh, I think one of the hottest ones on the market right now is Bloom.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that rapid fire? Or do we want a deep dive on greens?
Make a deep dive on greens.
Okay. I love it. I'm here for it. I feel like greens, it's a lot of like being sold to people for like, oh, you're less bloated and weight loss. And like every targeted video on TikTok that talks about greens is like, here's how I got my stomach from this to this, only with greens. And it drives me up a wall because we're missing so much other
Yeah.
valuable information as to like how you got there, you know?
Yeah. Here's my theory, but it's also like a proven theory because I've done my research on greens. To make a greens product is so cheap, like the actual product in it, because it's like waste of vegetables and they
Yeah.
just grind it up and stuff. That's so cheap. So they have all this money because they're selling this cheap product for like $50, $60 because of the brand. And then so basically zero cost to, or let's just say very little cost to make the product. Where do they put all the rest of their money? Marketing, send every influencer the greens, pay them so much for them to post about it. Like their marketing spend is so insane. The amount of greens products that I have been DM'd and emailed to, like, just talk about or, paid to post. And I'm like, no, immediately go to spam zero. No, absolutely not. Because I just like know that it just drives me insane too. It's
It
just,
is
I
complex.
know that it's so cheap and it's like you just might as well have some vegetables.
Yeah, and it's not like the magic product. I will say, like, one thing, I have started taking greens now just because I wasn't the best at, but I'm not taking it to be like, oh, my stomach's gonna go from, I'm going from a 30-inch waist to a 24. I don't know what my measurements are, but I think just more to kind of add a little bit more color to my diet because I wasn't always having fruits and veggies. And like, it can't hurt, but it's not like the fix all, if that makes sense. So I have been enjoying taking them, but it's not like I'm ready for this crazy transformation that's going to happen because I. So.
And you're like educated that in that, and like that, but like people that are just buying it on TikTok
Right.
shop, like they're buying it because the girl said that she lost her bloating, right? So it's like
Right.
another thing about it is like if you're doing things like taking your greens every day, it's most likely that you're a person that like can keep habits and like it can keep healthy habits. So like that's another thing to think about. Like, oh, if you're like, oh, I'm gonna start taking greens, you're probably also like, I'm gonna walk more, I'm gonna eat a little bit healthier. They kind of like coincide, and then people just like blame the greens for doing everything. And it's like, oh, you haven't been eating better, you haven't been eating less out less, And that's a big thing
Yeah.
that I look at too. And then another big one is just if you're struggling with bloating, like before you add something, look at your fiber, like how much are you
Right.
getting too much fiber? Nowadays, people that eat all these raw veggies, like if they're going over like 35, 40 grams of fiber per day, they're gonna feel so bloated, And if you're not getting enough, of course, like get that 25 grams in. But yeah, I think that's big before you just slap a product on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like me, I've tried greens before. I have not found one I like the taste of. I'm gonna be
Yeah.
completely like one that I genuinely am like, I'm craving my greens. Like I've had one that's been okay to drink, but like I still chug it and need to put a little orange juice in it. But there's not one that I'm like, I like the taste. So at least it's helping me get my water intake in.
Yeah, I think what's interesting, I did try the Bloom one. Somebody shared that with me, just like a coworker, and those were actually pretty good. The taste wise, it was just with water. I will say the greens that I take now are first form, and I always do it with orange juice. I don't love them by themselves, but with
First form is
orange
the one I
juice,
tried.
yeah. But you have to. I don't know. I'm not. I'm like, I like the orange juice anyway, so it's good. It's just like a fun little. Kind of in my morning now, I can have my orange juice and my greens, and I take my creatine with it. And it's more of like a habit now versus craving greens. I don't think I'll ever crave the taste of them.
Creatine is my favorite supplement for sure.
Yes, we okay, that's a whole nother topic. We need to do a deep dive because I've just gotten on the creatine bandwagon in the last year or so, and my results are insane. And I thought, like, I don't know. I think supplements in general, they can be really good to help you refine, but they're not going to be, if you're not doing anything else or changing anything in your life and you're not very active, I don't think supplements are going to be the magic trick.
Okay, what benefits have you seen from creatine? Because okay, but you guys heard her background though. Like she works out, she eats healthy. Like she's been lifting for a few years, like more than a few years now.
Yeah.
So what benefits have you been seeing?
I will say, so I've been lifting for 10 years now, which is kind of freaking crazy, but I always like maintain kind of a similar physique, I would say, for the most part, aside from competing. I never took creatine, and I will say now, like, there was a point where I wanted my arms to be freaking huge. Like, I'm lifting heavy, I want to put some size on my arms, and goes into something else we're going to talk about, and we can go on to that one next. I never got there. No matter how heavy I would lift, I couldn't put size on my arms. And now that I'm taking creatine, I think I've noticed the biggest difference in my upper body and just like being able to see muscle definition. And it's not like, oh, she's, you know, she's jacked or it looks weird. Like it just
looks toned.
It's a toned look. So yeah. Creatine has really made a difference. What about for you?
Yeah, I love creatine. I mean, I feel like my biceps pop too. I think, mm-hmm. yeah, I think for women, like we tend to, it's slower for the upper body progression yeah. just because like of our natural like stature. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely that. And then just like overall endurance. I've been taking it for a really long time though. So at this point, it's just like it's just like a supplement that I take. Right. So I don't know. I can't just be like, oh, it helped me do this. But like, I just take it now because the scientific evidence is so overwhelmingly positive. It's like, why wouldn't I take this supplement? Mm-hmm. But I started it in 2022.
So okay.
2 years ago.
Heck yeah. Yeah, that's a good chunk of time too. And I feel like.
But oh, wait, when was COVID? 2020.
2020.
2020.
Wow.
I had a coach, Gary, and he made me take it.
Oh, yeah. Gary, look at him. Every day you can have a little moment. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. He's why I'm here. Yeah, exactly. He was very bodybuilding focused too. And I had a meal plan. And during COVID, I was like so into it, like to follow mm-hmm. it. Post-COVID, I was like, I am not eating the same thing every day anymore.
That is so interesting. I was opposite. COVID, I was like, I hate working out. I'm not going to work out from home.
Oh,
I don't want it. Like, it was the exact opposite of everything today. So that's interesting how you were more... I could see how people are like in a zone or like that would have been the time to try to like compete or just really get on your goals because it's like, what else do you have to focus on?
Yeah. My life was so busy before with like school and working. And now it was like school online. I just kept my Zoom black.
Yeah.
So I didn't do anything. And then like, I didn't work because I was a bartender and I worked at the Gap. So,
okay.
You know, so in March, I think, yeah, I hired him and then 3 months later, I had like a really good transformation with the newbie gains. And then right from there, I was like, dang, I feel so good. I'm getting certified.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Full circle.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. Okay. Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So we were talking about creatine and we were talking about like how it made you look toned or people are scared to get bulky by lifting heavy weights. And I feel like that's something clients have told me. Like, I don't want to train upper body because I'm going to get bulky. What are your thoughts on like the buzzwords tone versus bulky and how that applies to women?
Yeah. I think when you're first starting off lifting, like don't even have the word bulky in your vocabulary because we've been lifting for like 4 years and I still can't even get there if I tried, you know, I would say to be completely honest and transparent, I don't think I've ever said this before on like podcast or anywhere. 3 years in, probably like last year, I was lifting super heavy and I did start noticing genetically my lats are crazy. Like they can get real wide. And like my brother, like if he is really working out, like he'll get it. And I started noticing that and like my shirt started getting tighter and I didn't like it. So I started like laying off the back days and like not doing lat work. And it helped, but that was 3 years in. I'm eating properly and I'm like taking the supplements and doing all the right things, you know? And I have to say, like, by laying off that for a little, like I definitely slimmed down that part, but that's a cool part. It's like, if you do it right, like in the beginning and you really take time to like focus, learn the basics, eat right, like years down the line, like you could be like, oh, I really want to focus on my booty right now. So then you do a program all based on that. But I think beginners should just focus on like getting the foundations down, getting the right food in. And I'm talking like 2 years later, like maybe. Right. On that, like, oh, I want to get sculpted shoulders because you're not going to be able to do that without like potentially going through those bulking cutting phases, having really specific programming, and to put that all on a beginner who has like little muscle mass anyways to just start with, it's like, you know,
yeah, which is a lot.
But that's something that you can look forward to because a lot of times when people start their fitness journey, they're like, oh, I just want to lose 15 pounds and I'm good. But like once you start doing it, you could like start looking forward to, wow, I have the power in myself to like transform the way I look and feel, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I think it's something, you know, this is a lifelong journey, and it's fun to be able to have periods of time where you're like, oh, I'm going to focus on this thing, or building my lats, or building my glutes, or there's so many ways that you can go. But yeah, I don't think you can necessarily get bulky
Yeah, no. It's
immediately.
hard. It's so hard.
Honestly, I'll take that lat problem. I'm like, that sounds great. You have a tiny waist. Let's go.
I had wings.
Yes.
But also, like, some women like that on themselves, and that's cool. Like, I'm all for, like, you do you, you know? And, like, me personally, I think the biggest thing that was bothering me, it was just like my clothes were not fitting properly,
Yeah,
you know?
that's
Like, and I still like to feel feminine and like dresses and stuff. You guys know I like to like dress up sometimes. And I think that was my issue. Like, I felt really cool in the gym, but like outside of it, I was like, maybe it's getting a little bit much. Like, I'm gonna lay off a few back days. And yeah, it took some time, but it was good. And like, even this year, like I said, I've been doing like 30-minute home workouts because I'm like trying to put more effort and energy in other places in my life. And like Pilates is a big thing, has been a big thing that I'm focusing on to like really get those inner core muscles strengthened. So I was feeling some back pain from lifting heavy for a bit, and that has helped so much with my back pain, like
Yes.
doing the Pilates. Because a lot of the times if you feel back pain, it's because your core muscles are really weak and your back compromises. So yeah, how about you?
I love that you share that. I'm like, on a side note, huh? I don't know what the question was.
Oh, no, you're fine. I don't
On
think
toned and bulky.
so.
I'm like, wait, I'm just now I want to
No.
go on a Pilates tangent, but anyways.
Yeah, I guess Pilates tangent. No, I guess the question would be like, what does your training look like now compared to like back then with bodybuilding?
I feel like honestly, I'm doing a lot of the same movements, and there's sometimes where I'm like, I need to switch it up. And when I do that, I'll throw in some classes. But for the most part, it's still weight training. It's a lot of the same, like I always say, bodybuilding style moves, you know, breaking the days up by like push pull legs. But I have been adding in more core too. And I like that you said that too, because you're using it in everything and you don't really realize it. And I always thought, like, oh, you just trained core for aesthetics for the longest time. Like, oh, I'm trying to get abs. And so that's why I do core workouts. And now it's like, wait, this trickles into everything. Like, my squat isn't as good, or any move that you're doing, if you're feeling pain, it's because you haven't strengthened that. So I'd be interested to take Pilates. I haven't actually taken a class besides Reformer, and that is torturous.
Hard. I would just recommend going on YouTube and doing like a free 20, 30-minute class and trying
Yeah.
it out. Just a mat Pilates class. I do it with the Peloton. Like, Kristen
Okay.
is my favorite because she does Joseph's Pilates method. I think it's something like that, and it's like very traditional. It's kind of like the same flow every time, but I like it because it's almost like working out, like progressive overload. You get better and you can like hold the movements for longer. And I'll do it like once or twice a week only,
Okay.
and it's not in replacement of my strength training, it's to
In it.
supplement it.
Okay.
But yeah,
I love that. I'm
cool.
excited.
Any last words for the audience? You want to leave them with a little like motivational something?
Ooh. I'm like, let me think. I guess what I'd like to say, really, my phrase that I would always tell my clients, and you know, my little pep up speech in the morning, is it's a good day to move your body. So
Love that.
whatever that looks like for you, whether that's a walk, you know, doing your 20-minute mat Pilates class, finding something on YouTube, working out. I think there's so many different forms, and it's such a blessing. And knowing people personally that couldn't, you know, walk or lift weights or walk up a flight of stairs, like, we have to remember there's so much that we have to be thankful for.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, you gave me the chills. Well, thank you
Thank
so
you.
much for being on. You're welcome back whenever you want. And I can't
Yeah.
wait for people to listen to this, learn about your story, and just hear us like just talk and giggle about life.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like there's still so much that we had on our agenda to deep dive into. So
I
I'd
know.
come back and chat and
We need a
see.
part two.
Yeah. And I'm curious if everybody else, what their take is. Are you still drinking the energy drinks,
Are you
or?
still drinking the energy drinks? I should not be drinking as many as I do for sure, but it's fine.
It's okay. I'm right there with you. I'm not a coffee gal, so energy drinks all the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.